Pope Benedict has turned his attention to those who are struggling to cope with the devastating consequences of Hurricane Katrina in the United States of America. Speaking to pilgrims and visitors who had joined the Pope to pray the Sunday Angelus at his summer residence in the hills south of Rome, the Holy Father said that he was praying for all those affected by the disaster, particularly those from the city of New Orleans.
In questi giorni siamo tutti addolorati per il disastro provocato da un uragano negli Stati Uniti d'America, specialmente a New Orleans.
Pope Benedict said that in these days we are all greatly pained by the disaster following the hurricane in the United States, especially in New Orleans. The Holy Father said that he wished to assure everyone of his prayers for the dead and for their relatives, for the injured and the homeless, for those who have become ill, the children, and for the elderly.
Per gli ammalati, i bambini, gli anziani. E benedico quanti sono impegnati nella difficile opera di soccorso.
Pope Benedict said that he sent his blessing to the many people who are engaged in the difficult work of aid and reconstruction.
Our hearts turn to all those suffering the devastating consequences of Hurricane Katrina in the United States. As the extent of this tragedy unfolds, I ask you to join me in praying for the victims, their loved ones, and all those affected. May the grieving families experience the consolation of God's presence, and rescue workers be assured of our deep concern and support.
Pope Benedict also announced that he was entrusting a senior Vatican official to visit the region.
Al presidente del Pontificio Consiglio Pro Unum, l'Arcivescovo Paolo Josef Cordes,
the Holy Father said that he asked Archbishop Paul Joseph Cordes, president of the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, to bring to the stricken population a witness of his solidarity. The Pontifical Council Cor Unum, which means one heart, was established to show the Pope's particular material and spiritual solidarity with the poor and suffering throughout the world.
Il mio pensiero va anche agli iracheni.
The Pope also turned his attention to Iraq, where more than 1,000 people are thought to have died following a stampede last week at a Shiite religious festival. The Holy Father said, "My thoughts also turn to the people of Iraq, who had come to Baghdad for their religious commemoration." He prayed that the All-Powerful will touch the hearts of all, so that a climate of reconciliation and mutual trust may prevail in Iraq.
Perché finalmente si instauri in quel tribolato paese un clima di riconciliazione e di reciproca fiducia.
The Pope also reminded the pilgrims and visitors of the importance of the Eucharist in the life of the Church.
L'anno dell'Eucaristia si avvia ormai verso la sua fase conclusiva.
Recalling that we are celebrating the year of the Eucharist, Pope Benedict said that the year will conclude in October with the celebration of the Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops in the Vatican. The Holy Father recalled that the meeting, which will bring together bishops from all over the world, will have as its theme the Eucharist, source and summit of the life and mission of the Church.
Quest'anno speciale, dedicato al mistero eucaristico, è stato voluto, come sappiamo, dall'amato Papa Giovanni Paolo II.
Pope Benedict reminded the faithful that this special year was initiated by Pope John Paul II to reawaken in the Christian people faith, astonishment, and love towards this great sacrament that constitutes the true treasure of the Church.
La fede, lo stupore e l'amore verso questo grande sacramento che costituisce il vero tesoro della Chiesa.
The Holy Father recalled the great devotion with which Pope John Paul celebrated the Holy Mass, which Pope Benedict said was the center of his everyday life. He also reflected on how much time Pope John Paul spent in adoration, in silent prayer in front of the tabernacle. Pope Benedict said that in John Paul's last months, sickness had made him more and more like the suffering Christ.
Negli ultimi mesi, la malattia lo ha assimilato sempre più a Cristo sofferente.
He also recalled how, in the hour of his death, Pope John Paul joined himself with the offering of his own life with that of Christ in the Mass that was celebrated at his bedside. Pope Benedict said, "With joy, therefore, since the beginning of this service that the Lord has entrusted to me, I reaffirm the centrality of the sacrament of the real presence of Christ in the life of the Church and that of every Christian." The Holy Father then turned his attention to the recent World Youth Day celebrations, which took place in the German city of Cologne.
Moltissimi sono stati i riferimenti al mistero dell'Eucaristia.
He said that during these days, many young people find strength in the mystery of the Eucharist. He said, I think, for example, to the evocative vigil that had at its culmination the moment of Eucharistic adoration. The Pope also said that he recalled in the churches of Cologne, Bonn, and Düsseldorf, people had kept perpetual adoration day and night with the participation of many young people. Pope Benedict said they had therefore been able to discover the beauty of contemplative prayer.
Di Bonn e di Düsseldorf si è tenuta l'adorazione continua, giorno e notte, con la partecipazione di molti giovani.
The Holy Father said it was his desire that, thanks to the engagement of pastors and of the faithful, in every community the participation in the Eucharist will be more and more assiduous and fervent. He said he wanted in particular to encourage people to sanctify with joy the day of the Lord, Sunday, the sacred day for Christians.
Con gioia il giorno del Signore, la domenica, giorno sacro per tutti i cristiani.
Referring to Pope St. Gregory the Great, whose feast day was celebrated on Saturday, the Holy Father said that this great Pope gave an immense contribution to the promotion of liturgy in several aspects, and in particular to the celebration of the Eucharist.
Insieme con quella di Maria Santissima, ci aiuti a vivere in pienezza ogni domenica.
The Pope concluded by invoking the intercession of St. Gregory with that of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Pope said, to help us in living the fullness of every Sunday, the joy of Easter, and the encounter with the risen Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Una buona domenica a voi tutti, grazie. Buona domenica.